is 2UE. And now, here's Justin Smith.
Well, good afternoon. The NRL will announce the findings on the appeals around the Cronulla Sharks mess. That is coming up. We'll keep an eye on that. John Robertson's opposition has pulled their support from Barry O'Farrell's one-punch sentencing laws. Well, the new watered-down version anyway. You know, we had suspected this for about a week, because we'd been asking the opposition leader's office that very question, would they support it? And we were met with very long pauses on the end of the phone, and then we got things like, we'll get back to you on that. We'll have a talk to him later on, and a few other things for John Robertson. And we're going to play a little game today. It's called Are You Smarter Than American? Details coming up shortly. And beware of the NAPLAN con. It may give us nice smiling kids' faces in the newspaper, but it does very little else. More detail on that coming up. And we will have a look at who is saying what today and why from the news of the day. The number is 13 13 32, and before 6 o'clock we'll pick out a top caller. Someone will get $250 to spend on food and beverage, that's food and drinks to you and I, at the Nag's Head Hotel in Glebe. So call any time for anything, 13 13 32. We'll get through this afternoon together. There is some carry-on starting to brew in West Australia. The town of Coolgardie, there is a little pub called the Denver City Hotel. This sign was posted by the owner. The owner's name is Deborah Ovens, and on an A4 piece of paper, she stuck this up, and this is what it says. No Indigenous person will be served in this hotel until my Apple iPhone is returned that was stolen on the 1st of March 2014. As you would think, it didn't take long for this to get out. This is Lisa, who called into our sister station 6PR in Perth.
My nephew, his mother and his partner went into the pub with some of his workmates because he's in the mining sector. And he went to get a drink and they were all refused. And when he asked why, he was pointed to the sign. To say that as an Aboriginal person he is not welcome to drink until the iPhone has been returned. And he obviously put it on Facebook last night, very upset, to say then why is the behaviour in an individual his concern and why is it his fault?
And then Deborah Ovens had a chat on 6PR.
Basically at the end of the day, I came here a couple of months ago, opened my arms to the community to sort of say everybody was welcome, because I had the impression from a few people that came into the hotel and asked could they now be served. So obviously there was problems before. Opened my arms, put on entertainment, and then I have a phone stolen. I was pretty upset. So in hindsight, I know it was the wrong thing to do, and I do apologise to the Aboriginal community. And I was just hurt, you know. So, you know, when your things get stolen, how would you feel if something gets stolen? You've opened your arms, you've done the right thing, you've tried to give stuff, you know, do things for the people and or everybody, the community in general, and then something like that happens. It was wrong, and I'm sorry, as I say, it was the wrong thing to do.
Look, I've got to tell you, it's just my opinion here, but Deborah Ovens' apology there is as weak as some light beer being pulled out of a tap. I know that she is not keen for this to get out there, but have a listen to her language there. She says, I have opened up my arms to the community. She's obviously talking about to the Aboriginal community. And because an Aboriginal person, she believes, stole her phone, she is then going to go after the entire Aboriginal community. Because what if a white person had come in there and had stolen her iPhone, or it's suspected? Would she say, no white people, we will be serving Aboriginals only from this point on? We're still hoping to talk to Deborah. We would like to speak to her ourselves. But the CEO of the West Australian Hotels Association is on the line, actually the branch of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods. Hi, Bradley.
Hi, Justin.
What do you think of this?
Well, we're appalled by it. It's an awful situation, and it's just unacceptable in 2014 that you would see these types of comments coming from someone who should otherwise know absolutely better.
Yeah, look, it does seem... What do you think of the apology? You were listening to that. What do you think of that?
It's poor, very poor, and I think it just shows that this person still hasn't got a grip on the reality of the situation. I think the apology was more around the fact that it's become an issue as opposed to understanding the hurt and the damage that these types of racist comments can make in a small country community.
Have you seen anything like this for quite a while in a pub?
Well, I've never seen it, and I've been working with the AHA in different parts of Australia for 22 years, in the last 16 in Western Australia in this role as CEO, and I've never seen anything like this. Certainly, we've got restrictions on alcohol sales in the Northwest that are broad across the community to deal with intoxication issues, but I've never seen anything that's been racially targeted or as blunt and blatant as saying that an Indigenous person would not be served, and then going on about an iPhone. It is reminiscent of the laws that existed in Australia prior to the 1960s.
Yeah.
And we did have laws then that forbade hotels to serve Aboriginal people. But luckily, we are well beyond that, and we're, 45 years later, we're not the old Mississippi, we're not the Wild West, and we are living in a different age where racial discrimination isn't tolerated, shouldn't be tolerated. We will certainly not be defending this pub or this hotel. It is highly, highly strange to see this. Country pubs in WA are well known for their high level of hospitality and welcoming everybody, and I think that it's a very, very poor level of judgment.
Do you know Deborah Ovens at all? I know that you cover a lot of pubs, and the chances of you knowing her are quite small, but she's only been managing it for a while, I believe. Is that right?
My understanding is limited. I've not met the lady before, and I don't know her personally. I know of the pub, and it is in an isolated area. Coolgardie is out in the goldfields near Kalgoorlie, and 100 years ago it was a thriving town, but these days it is a bit quieter.
And these days it feels like 100 years ago.
I'm sure it does. In terms of the time warp that some people get trapped in, it's just unacceptable, though, that the industry won't tolerate. We won't be defending the situation. She has opened herself up to Commonwealth and state discrimination, potential claims or action.
Yeah, what laws come into play here, as you understand it, Bradley?
As I understand it, both state and Commonwealth Discrimination Acts don't have any allowance for people barring someone based on their race. And if someone within a business is providing a product or a service and they apply a racial sort of codification or some sort of discriminatory process, then they can be prosecuted on the grounds of breaching those acts. And the Equal Opportunity Commission or the Human Rights Commission or a whole range of different entities could look at scope and remedies to both well educate and potentially prosecute.
And in your opinion, is Deborah Ovens in the wrong business?
I think that Deborah really needs to have a good look at what she's going to do. I think that, let's assume that she's got some personal things going on and just doesn't have a sense of judgment at the moment. I'd like to go to the place of just sort of saying it's a one-off aberration. At the end of the day, she certainly needs some substantial education around anti-discrimination and understanding the personal hurt and damage that these types of comments are felt by people that they're targeted against. And whether someone is Aboriginal or of another race, there is no excuse or there is no opportunity for racial discrimination in 2014.
Gee, Bradley, I've got to say that having been around news for a while, this is not the kind of story you want getting to the rest of Australia, but it's also not the kind of story you want getting around the world.
I think it's important, Justin, and we've said this right from very early this morning when I first heard about it, is that this is an unacceptable situation. It is not a reflection of hospitality in Western Australia. It's the exact opposite.
No.
And we certainly want everyone to know that WA is a tolerant and wonderful place to visit, and there are some great country pubs in the goldfields, and this just is a very sad situation that's occurred with this one-off.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the pubs in WA are great, just the beer's not very good. Is that right?
We have some great beers, and they are cold. And look, you can even find one from the East Coast every now and then as well, too.
Thanks, Bradley. Great talking to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Justin.
Bradley Woods, a cool head in West Australia, talking about this issue, the CEO of the West Australian branch of the Australian Hotels Association. We would dearly love to talk to Deborah Ovens at some point. But look, what do you think about this? I mean, is the brain snap that can happen sometimes when you have something stolen forgivable? And what did you make of her apology? I mean, how do you rate it? And should she be prosecuted for this? I mean, should we be going right after her for it? I've got to tell you, my first instinct is